something familiar, something peculiar, something for everyone. A comedy tonight, something appealing, something appalling, something for everyone. A comedy tonight, nothing for kings, nothing for crowns. Bring on the lovers, liars, and clowns. Oh, situation.
You're listening to Comedy on NPR, Old Time Radio.
Hello, this is Clyde J. Kale of Mystery Play Internet Radio, and thank you so much for tuning in. You know, it's a real pleasure bringing these old time radio shows to you, but I'm going to have to ask you for some help. As a send a monetary donation via PayPal, that's cjkale@mystery-otr.com. That's cjkale@mystery-otr.com. And final way would be tell all your friends and relatives and neighbors about Mystery Play Internet Radio. Tell them about the outstanding old-time radio you enjoy. And thank you so much for listening to Mystery Play Internet Radio.
For a good Thanksgiving dinner, Minnie Bird has lost his head. But they never miss him because, after all, they're dead. But you won't know what you're missing if you don't see Nord.
Transcribed from Hollywood, Nord, a division of BorgWarner, manufacturers of America's most modern automatic and wringer washers, gas and electric ranges, water heaters, and home freezers. Originators and world's largest manufacturers of self-defrosting refrigerators, Nord presents the Red Skelton Show. With Red Skelton, David Rose, and his orchestra, Lorene Tuttle, Pat McGee, and Dick Ryan, and the Smith Twins will be me, Rod O'Connor. Now the star of our program, MGM's clown, Red Skelton.
Thank you and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hiya, Rod.
Hiya, Red. Say, I want
to... Hold it a second, Rod. This being the Thanksgiving season, I think we should have a moment of silence for all those turkeys who gave up their lives so that people could make hogs out of ourselves. Okay, now what were you going to say?
Well, I was going to tell you that I stuffed my own turkey this year.
Yeah, what? What?
I said I was just going to say that I stuffed my own turkey this year.
Yeah, from the looks, you think you stuffed it down your mouth.
See, the prices of turkey was really high this year.
Yeah, if the price of turkey goes any higher, next year we'll probably have used turkey dealers. You'll have to trade in your old 1951 model turkey to get a 52 model. It costs so much to get a new one. I know what's coming and it stinks. It will cost almost as much as the new ones, and that won't include the accessories, such as stuffings and drumsticks. Mm-hmm. I warned you.
Well, how much did your turkey cost this year?
Oh, Matt? I couldn't afford to buy one this year. The FHA wouldn't finance it. So I just dusted off the one we had last year.
You ate a year-old turkey?
Sure, I like them better when they're cold. After I finished eating it last year, we put it in what was left in the deep freeze, along with last year's Christmas tree.
Is there anything left on the turkey to eat?
Not much. Mostly goose pimples.
Hey, those freezers are...
Hey, you know what I did? This turkey, one year, we had a turkey. I have a way of getting rid of them, you know.
You do?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I take an axe, see, and I look at the turkey right in the eye, see, and I let him watch me. And then he keeps his eye on me, and I run real fast, and he rings his own neck.
You were talking about deep freezers a minute ago, Red. Those freezers are really wonderful, aren't they?
Yeah, well, I'll say. I got stuff in my freezer that's 5 years old. I think some of these jokes came from
that. You mean you keep your jokes in your deep freezer?
No, the writer's in there.
Oh. Well, I happen to know you bought a turkey this year. How big a turkey is it?
Well, it was supposed to weigh 30 pounds, but when I took the feathers off of him, he looked absolutely indecent. And he only weighed 10 pounds.
How come?
Underneath those feathers, he was wearing padding. Those weren't his real drumsticks.
Oh, come on now, Red.
You ever see some of these guys around Hollywood with those suits with the paddings in them? They walk around, they take off their coat, they look like the unveiling of a broom.
You mean those really weren't his real shoulders? You're kidding.
No. The turkey weighed about 30 pounds, but the time we ate him, he only weighed 10 pounds. You see, I bought him alive, and he became a pet. And we liked him so well that we couldn't stand to kill him. So we starved him to death. In case anyone's still listening, here's the Smith twins to sing Count Your Blessings.
Count your blessings and be content with what you got. Count your blessings, forget what you have not. Sing a little melody happily and merrily, it doesn't cost you a cent. So, count your blessings, it's time well spent. One little blessing, I love you. Two little blessings, you love me. Three little blessings for today, and many, many more to come our way. So, count your blessings and be content with what you got. Count your blessings, forget what you have not. Play a little melody, happily and merrily. It doesn't cost you a cent. So, count your blessings, it's time well spent. It's time.
I'll bet you ladies could use some extra help from now on through New Year's. Well, here's how you can get it. Help that never forgets, never talks back, and never gets tired. Get the new Norge four-way automatic electric range that cooks by remote control. You just tell it what to do by setting the selector switch on automatic, and your Norge will turn itself on at the right time, cook a whole dinner to perfection, then turn itself off again. And it's not just the oven that works automatically. The deep well cooker, the high-low surface unit, and the appliance outlet work automatically, too. And this new Norge is so speedy. The new flat-top surface elements get the heat into the food faster. And there's a super-fast rocket element that gets red-hot in seconds. Then there's the big Norge blended heat oven. It not only bakes better, but it bakes cheaper. Actually bakes with the electricity off three-fourths of the time. Why not trade in your old range for a new remote-control electric model now, so you can enjoy it during the holidays? You won't know what you're missing if you don't see Norge.
From the Skelton Scrapbook of Satire, we present a story entitled Things to be Thankful For. Chapter 1 is dedicated to all wives who should be thankful they don't have a husband like Willie Lump-Lump.
Good morning, Willie.
Who's trying to start an argument? What are you waking me up for? First, you dragged me off to a Thanksgiving party last night, and then the cops dragged me home. I got a drag around this town, boy. I'll get lost so I can get some sleep.
But it's time for you to go to work.
You mean you woke me up just to tell me that? All the low down. I will get you if it's the last thing I do.
If you don't hurry up, you'll be late for work.
So I'm late for work. So what? There's not much of a future at that Tutti Frutti factory. They can get along without me. I'm tired of being the head tootie around there anyhow.
I thought by now I could have at least worked myself up to be an assistant foodie. You see, what I do, when a tutti frutti comes by, I separate it. I see that there's not more tutti than frutti. And sometimes more frutti than there is tutti. That's my job. Now I can get along without me very well.
Remember, you've got 3 mouths to feed.
Yeah. Well, you grow 2 more.
I was referring to myself and the other responsibility we acquired a year after we were married.
Oh, yeah. Well, look, you tell your mother I'm tired of the support. Your mother and that Carl's bad tavern that she calls a mouth. As far as I'm concerned, my dear little bride, you can tell her to pack her racing form and get out.
Will you please get out of bed?
I am sorry. I have so many covers over me, I have to use a bookmarker to find myself. I put too many covers on last night, and they've got me pinned down. I'm stuck to the spring.
Well, no wonder. You're sleeping under the mattress.
Well, I wanted to put my pants under the mattress so they'd have a nice crease in them, see? But I was just too tired to take them off.
Here's some clean socks.
Clean socks? Aren't we getting a little extravagant?
Willie, will you be home early tonight?
I'll be home 20 minutes after.
20 minutes after what?
After they throw me out of Joe's place. That reminds me, I'm thirsty.
Oh, well, I'll get you some water.
I said thirsty, not dirty.
Water won't hurt you.
Oh, no. Did you ever see the inside of a water pipe?
And did you ever see the inside of a fermented keg?
All right. I'd rather be moldy than rusty. Why do you want me to come home early for tonight? Your mother wrestling on television again?
No. We're invited out to a Thanksgiving dinner. And by the way, Willie, the party is formal.
Oh, well, good.
I need a new dress for the party.
A new dress? What's wrong with the last dress I bought you? Goodness me.
It's out of style.
Already? Why, you just got it from MacArthur's speech. The one that he made and he graduated from West Point.
Willie, I spend less on an evening gown than you spend in a week at Joe's
place.
Well,
I'm glad that you admit that you're all wasteful with money.
Well, I guess we'll just have to cancel our date. I refuse to wear my old dress. It makes me look a fright.
As long as it's an improvement, who cares?
Willie, do you want me to make a good impression? Or maybe you don't. Maybe you'd rather I wear old rags. Or go in a gunny sack.
You would look good in a gunny sack. Well, match that potato head you got. Besides, my bank account is getting pretty low.
Oh, have your checks been bouncing?
Bounce, I got news for you. The last month, when the bank returned my check, the mailman dribbled it to the door.
Must you yell? You want all the neighbors to hear you?
I don't care if they do. I don't have to impress people. I don't have to impress people, especially neighbors, always peeking over the fence, borrowing sugar, everything. And I don't have to impress people.
You said that twice.
I said what?
You don't have to impress people.
That's what I just said. You and your big mouth.
My mouth isn't big.
Oh, no. And why was it when we were in New York, you were standing by the Hudson River, and you yawned, and the guy says, where do I pay toll to go through the tunnel?
Yeah. say.
Well, it took you an awful long time not to hear me. I said I don't have to impress people.
Look, who's talking about impressing people?
Who? Who?
You.
I sound like an owl. Who? I wasn't paying any attention. See, I never listen to anything I say. I talk to myself, and at times I get some pretty stupid answers. I bore me.
And I noticed that last night at our party, you tried to impress your boss with one of your fancy mixers.
Oh, yeah. What's wrong with that?
I suppose you know your boss is in the hospital.
Well, it was an Air Corps special. What happens to him?
Well, you fixed him one of your Willie Lump Lumps specials.
That's the old Air Corps drink.
Well?
You mean one of those yummy yogurts with vodka?
Yes.
Formaldehyde chaser?
He drank just one, and then he opened the window on the second floor and said,
"Well, I think I'll fly around the block."
Oh, yeah, I remember that now.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Then why didn't you stop him?
I thought he could make it.
And now here's David Rose and his orchestra playing their arrangement of All the Things You Are. And now for our weekly homemaker hint from Jane Masters, co-director of the Norge Home Economics Department.
Hello there. If you have a refrigerator with a cross-top freezer or a home freezer, here's a smart way to get a head start on your holiday baking. Instead of baking just enough layers for one cake, bake 6 layers and freeze 4 of them. Then you'll have a couple of 2-layer cakes all ready to thaw out and frost anytime you need them.
Of course, if you have a Norge electric range with that wonderful blended heat oven, you can bake all 6 cake layers at once. Because in this big oven, there just aren't any hot or cold spots. You can use every inch of it. And the new remote control model has a lighted picture window so you don't even have to open the oven door to watch your baking. In fact, you don't even have to stay home to cook when you have a Norge remote control range because it's four ways automatic. Get your nearby Norge dealer to show you the new remote control electric range. You can depend on it because everything Norge makes right. Believe me, you won't know what you're missing if you don't see Norge. Chapter 2 of Things to be Thankful For concerns a punchy fighter who should be thankfully still alive, Cauliflower McPug.
What do you mean I'm a washed-up bum? I still got a lot on the ball. My father had a lot on the ball, but he had a big cane that held him back. Yeah, sir, I still got a lot of old fight left in me. Not much blood, but a lot of fight left. You know. Hey, I wish that canary would stop chirping. He's getting on my nerves. Let's see, where was I?
Hey, fella.
Yeah?
Hold it a second, will you?
Who is it? Keep talking. I'll find you. Who is it?
Well, it's Cauliflower McPug. I suppose you're still hearing bells and parades?
Are you kidding? Bells and parades? Only bummed you've taken one punch too many here, bells and birds. I guarantee you, Boyd, and I'm really in good condition. You better call a cop. A burglar alarm just went off. Yeah, that really scared my pigeons away.
Look, I'm sorry I bothered you.
Yeah.
The guy that was supposed to fight Killer Roderick tonight didn't show up, and
oh,
I was
sorry.
Trying to find a substitute, but you won't do.
What do you mean I won't do? I can take the dive the best as the rest of them can. They call me the Esther Williams of the Main Street Gym. The guy said to me last night, he said, I want you to lay down in the second round. I said, are you nuts? I never went that distance before.
Well, I'll tell you, you wouldn't last 2 seconds in a ring with Killer Roderick.
Oh, no?
No, you don't even have any muscles.
Oh, don't feel that arm, boy.
Okay.
Yeah, wait now, I'll find it. You must sleeve there, dumpling. Oh, there it is. Feel that, boy. Look like a macaroni with veins, don't it?
I don't feel any muscles.
Well, be patient. It'll swim along in a minute.
I'm sorry, but I can't use you.
What do you mean? I got a good fight record. I was the pennyweight champ of the campfire girls.
I said I can't use you. You get moited.
You might know. Will you stop that? The same guy tapped me on the back of the head, but when I turned around, he jumped again.
No, I'm sorry, McPug, but you'd get murdered.
Now, look, you might not know it, but I fought in the garden.
Madison Square Garden?
No, vegetable garden. My wife and I were out there hoeing the other day. Look, I got a fight. I need some dough to buy a Thanksgiving ostrich.
You mean turkey?
No, this is a turkey. We got it now. No, I want an ostrich. I'm nuts about drumsticks.
You're nuts, period.
You going to give me a chance to make some dough?
Okay. Tell me, you got any boxing trunks?
I fight in a full dress suit. That's in case anything happened, all you gotta do is cross my arms and carry me out.
Okay, come on out to the locker room.
Okay, that's fine. That's good.
All right, now hurry and get dressed. Your bout goes on next.
My what doesn't go on next?
Your bout goes on next.
Oh, it does. That's good. My bout goes on next.
That's right.
What's about? Oh, now let's see. I'll take my pants off. I always forget to unbuckle my belt.
Boy, what skinny legs.
Yeah, dog follow me around with a bottle of ketchup or something. The other day I was down to the beach. I was there wetting out the sun, you see. And I'm so skinny that a dog buried me 3 times. Then a guy was throwing his stick out in the water. That dog brought me back 9 times. They look like a couple of rubber bands, don't they, huh? Well, stop snapping them, will you? Now, I got my boxing trunks on here.
Ain't they a teeny-weeny bit large for you?
Oh, no, I always wear them off the shoulders.
All right, come on, this way to the ring.
Okay. I'll show you some class, boy. Watch me jump over the rope.
Go ahead.
Watch me crawl under the rope.
Ladies and gentlemen, in this corner, at 122 pounds, 8 ounces, Califor McPug.
Oh, they're with me. The crowd's with me.
And in this corner, at 210 pounds, Killer Rodriguez. This fight is scheduled for 10 rounds.
That lady screamed for when he took off his robe, didn't forget his trunk.
As I said, this fight is scheduled for 10 rounds. But we know, don't we, folks? All right, boys.
I'm glad you like it. I mean,
now you know the rules. Yes. I want you to fight clean. And remember, Cauliflower, I want you to put up a good showing.
Oh, well, you can count on me.
I expect to. Now then, shake hands, and when the bell rings, come out fighting.
Why can't I come out fighting? I'm not mad at you, son.
Califor, you all right?
Yeah. Give me a chance to get my breath, will you? That's a long walk from the center of the ring, you know. Boy, the next time I'll be carried out, and I won't have to walk, you see.
I wish there was something I could give you that would keep you from being hurt.
Well, the matter of fact, there is. You don't happen to have a ticket to Honolulu, do you?
Here, put these rubber teeth in your mouth.
Oh, thank you.
Cauliflower, you weren't supposed to swallow them. They were to protect your real teeth.
Well, my real teeth will be down there and wait them in a few seconds.
Now, look, keep calm.
Yeah?
And don't let his muscles fool you.
Oh, they don't fool me. They're real. I heard that damn scream. Oh, there goes the bell.
Hey, come back here. The bell didn't ring yet.
What was it, a fire alarm?
Be calm. Well, go on, Cauliflower. Didn't you hear the bell?
Of course I didn't hear any bell. What do you think, I'm punching you, Tommy?
He's coming after you. Get in your best fighting position.
Okay, I'll stretch out on the floor. I'll fix him. Oh, go on, Killer. Let's see you hit me. Come on, boy.
Okay, Puny, try this on for size.
Get up, Cauliflower. Get up.
No, I can see the fight much better from the third row here. I'll fix this guy up, big bunch of flam.
That's right, Cauliflower. Keep away from him.
I am.
Keep away from him.
I'm trying to. That's why I'm crawling under the canvas here.
Cauliflower, you're doing swell.
I am, huh?
After this fight, you'll go places.
Yeah, to the war.
Take that. And that. And that. Those punches.
Huh?
Stop them punches there.
You don't see any of them going by me, do you? See, that was a tricky one. Did you see what I just did? He threw a terrific right, and I cleverly blocked it with my arm.
You're doing good. You got him baffled.
I got him baffled. You said it, boy. I sure fool him, don't I? He thinks I'm going to duck, but I don't.
You're a real welterweight.
Yeah, but I got more wealth than weight.
Okay, Dream Boy, here's your ticket to the land of Nod. Pleasant dreams.
One, two, three.
Califor, get up. Get up.
Get up, can't you see I'm on the phone?
Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and you're out.
How do you expect the guy to sleep with all this racket going on?
Oh, that was a great fight, Cauliflower.
Not good, huh?
You rest up and be back here at 10 o'clock.
What for? What, they want an encore?
No. You got to be back here for the fight.
For the fight? Well, what name in heaven was this?
This was just a rehearsal for the television cameras.
This is Rod O'Connor saying, remember, in refrigerators, home freezers, gas and electric ranges, washers and water heaters, everything Norge makes right. Stop in at your Norge dealers and see the new Norge remote control electric range that bakes, broils, boils, or simmers automatically. Turns itself on, cooks dinner, and then turns itself off again while you're out. The range that gives you 7 faster cooking surface heat speeds. The range that's so thrifty it bakes with the electricity off 3/4 of the time. Yes, you better see the new Norge 4-way electric automatic range at your Norge dealers right away. And now until next week.
This is Red Skelton saying thanks for listening and reminding you that you won't know what you're missing if you don't see Norge.
Join us again next week for the Red Skelton Show. Red Skelton is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Studios. This is a copyrighted feature transcribed from Hollywood. This is the CBS Radio Network.